This episode is sponsored by Scotch Porter. As colder weather approaches, Scotch Porter is essential for all the bearded men out there trying to keep a healthy beard. Scotch Porter is for the modern day man who wants to look his best at all times. Your first impression is your last impression. You can catch me rocking some distressed denim, a cashmere sweater, and a leather biker jacket, but I always make sure my beard is on point too. So go to scotchporter.com and use the code SIPODCAST to get 10% off your combs, conditioners, balms, and more. Buy black. Buy Scotch Porter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sophisticated Ignorance. I am Naima Simone.
And I am Steven. This week, we will be discussing all things revolving around love.
I mean, I guess.
Don't be difficult. I mean, it only makes sense. It's Valentine's Day week.
Yeah.
So, may as well just get it out the way.
Yeah.
But first, like, we should start on some current events.
Jim Jones?
Yes. Especially since that's your stopping ground.
Leave Jimmy alone, though.
I really don't have nothing negative to say about either party.
Me either. I can say that I always saw Jim and everyone else more frequently in my area than I ever did Cameron. Never really saw him. Every now and then I did, but not as much as I saw Jim. He would come like... He would go to the basketball games, to go to Kingdom over there, and the projects over there, Foster. He would go to the Kingdom. He'll be at Millbank, where all the kids in Harlem used to go. That's where they shot, like, a lot of the videos at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Get Light videos and stuff they shot over there. But I never really saw too much of Cameron. I mean,
I don't know. I just feel like it's unfortunate because, like, they're part of our culture. Like, we grew up watching Dipset and... They really represented New York. They represented Harlem. Like, they was everything
at
their peak. So it's crazy to just see how they all, like, are on their separate ways now. And shit, I don't think it's a situation where things could get repaired. I think it's pretty much a done deal now.
I think it's been a done deal.
Well,
for me, I didn't know it was like a real beef.
Yeah, going I always thought it them. Was like a brotherly, like, sort of like spat. Like, you know, you have issues with family members. You spend so much time together.
So I thought it was squash. I didn't see.
Yeah, but it's. Well, I didn't see the interview that Jim just did. Because for people that don't know, Jim signed to Roc Nation. Which for some people, like, for street people, you're like, yo, that's crazy. Because Cam and Jay never had the greatest relationship. So for Jim to sign to Roc Nation, that's like, yo, you betraying your brother. So, but I didn't see that interview he did on Flex, you know, explaining like their whole past and, you know, how allegedly Cam took money out of his pocket, how he was in shootouts for Cam and all this extra shit. And then last night, even though I was trying to watch the basketball game, Cam was on Instagram Live doing his part.
Like, I don't understand.
He basically was
why
like...
Why would he do an Instagram Live? He couldn't get a real interview?
Cam
no shade.
Petty.
I'm just saying.
Cam is petty as hell. Cam is petty as hell.
It's old.
This is true. But basically on his Instagram Live thing, he discussed like his whole music career, how he originally, you know, met Jewels, met Jimmy, and how they initially got their deal or whatever. And then he mentioned like, yo, like, to be honest, like, Jim, I started to know Jim when I was in my 20s. So that whole like we growing up together is not necessarily true. They grew up in the industry together, but it wasn't like they was growing up in the street together. And then, like, you know, he was just pointing out certain things that wasn't true that Jim was mentioning because he never signed no paperwork with Jim and just all other shit. So it was just...
That's what happens a lot of times when you don't read your contract or take care of business properly.
Well, that's
I'm not going to be down with a group and not have... sign any kind of contract, any kind of money supposed to be coming through. I'm not seeing any of it. Like, we in the studio all the time. They know me. They know all of us as a team. And as a team, everybody not getting fed. That's not cool.
Yeah. But then at the same time, a lot of those dudes be always, you know, this is my nigga, this is my brother. Like, we don't need no paperwork. Like, we have a bond that can't be broken.
That's that dumb shit. That's why people stay broke. That's the problem. That's my brother. No, I want to see the paperwork. Like, I'm sorry. I'll go into in business with anyone who's a friend or a family member. But if you know me, you know I like my coins. I like my checks. So we're going to make sure that part is situated because I'm not doing anything for free. And it's not like no one knew that they were cool. Like, when you saw one, you saw the other, and you saw the other. You know what I'm saying? Together. So, I don't know. That shit's kind of funny.
I don't know. Well, it is what it is now. I don't think they'll ever get back on their speaking terms. I mean, Juelz is still cool with both sides. Yeah. So, he's in the middle.
I mean, DC's allegedly beat up Jim.
Allegedly. He actually called... yeah, he called Cam while he was on his Instagram Live, and he explained the whole situation with him and Jim. How it was initially some beef in Miami. They were supposed to go to New York to actually squash the beef. Jim went to Mandisi's projects, and he started acting tough. And then that's when things escalated. And then somebody from, like, what's this shit called? Rough Riders. A mutual friend from Rough Riders was the one that...
I got DMX people involved. That right there is just too much.
Yeah, so he's saying
I'm surprised they made it out alive.
Yeah, he was saying how somebody from Rough Riders was the one that squashed it. But then, like, I think they was in a mall somewhere. Mendes was in a mall somewhere, and he saw Jim, and Jim just automatically just took off, like, running. So, yeah, it's just a lot of back and forth. The only thing I will say about the whole Cam situation, what Cam said at the end of the day, he wished the best for Jim. He's 40. They both about to be 40. Cam is, what, 41, I think?
Yeah, them niggas
Yeah,
old.
So he's like, look. He looked old. Yeah, he's like, look, I only do music for fun now. Like, I'm just all about having the best possible life with my shorty. Speaking of shorty, Juju.
I love you some Juju.
Yo, you know them her, hips.
Her voice.
The waist ratio is legendary.
Congratulate. I'm happy you're very excited about that, Steven. But
legendary.
I like her more than I can actually hear her talk. Because before she was just like a person you've seen pictures. But now that I actually can hear her talk, she's very smart. Very smart.
I don't follow either of them that much, so.
Obviously. Yeah. But I was just saying, for those of the people who actually take the time out to like do more than just look at pictures, she's really smart.
That's what's up.
And I like that. Sometimes I'm like, why she with Cam? But you know, they feed off each other. I think that's good. She's like his balance, probably.
Yeah, she probably keeps him in check.
And I heard she was going off in the comments too.
Yeah, she was in the comments talking shit. Yeah, but at the end of the day, he was like, look, he wished the best for Jim. They both in their 40s. He just wants to live. He wants to live a happy life. And he just wants him to be happy. So it is what it is. There won't ever be any more Dipset or no reunions or shit like that. So just gotta cherish all the old music and just, you know, keep it pushing.
Right. So Charles Oakley?
Yes, that's probably another big thing that happened during the week was Charles Oakley got arrested at MSG. I don't know why that's funny to you.
Because I saw, I had no idea who this person was. And you know how people make
the
little videos?
Video. Oh, yeah.
So they make little videos.
They
it was
did
like,
the one with him in the Matrix.
Yeah, he's fighting everybody. Yo, I had no idea what was going on. But that video, I was like, if this is like anything close to what really happened, that shit is hilarious.
That's the crazy thing. It actually was kind of pretty.
And he
accurate.
Was like really tall and they were like really little. Yeah, trying to stop him. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's just sad. That's another sad situation. Like, dude played 10. Yeah, he played 10 years for the Knicks or whatever. Obviously, the Knicks haven't been shit for like longer than I've been alive. So, he's kind of a disgruntled, you know, former player slash fan, and he's not a big fan of the owner because the owner doesn't really, you know,
is
show
it a new him. Owner from when he played.
No, from my understanding, like, the owner, his pops is the one that actually bought the team in like the 90s, and then he passed it down to his son.
Okay.
So so his son is the current owner, and he doesn't really treat former players with the greatest, you know, respect or high regard. So I guess from my understanding, he wasn't supposed to actually be there. He's actually been banned before, allegedly.
He showed up anyway. He like the uncle you tell don't come to Thanksgiving dinner. You show up anyway.
Yeah, everybody knows. Anybody that knows like 90s Knicks basketball, Charles Oakley was he's a typical dude that you would call. He got that old man strength. Like, he just gonna he gonna rough you up
real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
That one hand.
Yeah. So allegedly, he was in the stands, and I guess he got into an altercation with somebody in the stands.
Allegedly.
And then he was like two rows behind the actual owner. And I guess in between him having the altercation with the fan, that's when I guess security started to come over, mm-hmm. and then he started saying certain things to the owner, and the owner was like, all right, you gotta go. And then it's like he paid.
Get him out of here.
So, yeah, so security came over, and it's like, it's, they've had relationships with him. So you could tell, like, the security don't
it's
really
like,
want to.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, just, you my dude. Like, I don't really want to kick you out.
But
you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Like, this is my job. Like, I can't.
So, and small, they so little.
Yeah, Charles Oakley's like 6'8", 6'9", dude.
Jeez, Louise.
With the old man's strength, that's different. That's different.
Yeah, but, my grandfather catch you real quick with that left.
But yeah, after all of that, yeah, he got arrested, eventually got released, but now he's officially banned
from the stadium.
From the stadium. They didn't say it's a lifetime ban, but he's officially banned from the stadium.
So he finna show up another like 4 games.
If you wanted to be a legit goon, but then he'll probably won't even get access into the building at all.
That's crazy.
But the horrible part about it is like Knicks PR, and then the owner himself is trying to make it seem like, you know, he's an alcoholic or he has anger issues.
Of course, yeah. They always gotta make it seem that way to justify the dickhead shit they doing for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, so
probably because they're intimidated or some shit happened. So now it's like. Yeah. He's belligerent and he can't come here anymore.
Yeah, and I think there's a race aspect that plays a part of it as well. Tall, yeah. Big black man.
Of course.
Angry. Has to be drunk.
Right. That's the only reason. Didn't he have a suit on?
Yep.
He came through with a suit on to be petty. Like, I'm going to sit 2 rows behind this man.
Well, he bought his ticket. There's no way for him to tell that the owner was going to be there. That's another thing. Yeah. It's like, you a former player, you shouldn't be buying your own tickets.
Ticket, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It should be some kind of like. Yeah, then again, they don't like. Is this for every other player or is just specifically him?
Just him.
Wow, that's crazy. He got some dirt on him. He has to.
When you one of those people, when you got a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of behind the scenes, anytime anybody says anything that's you're not true. A fan of, you just gotta be. Petty yeah. about it, period. Yeah,
that's very true.
So, very it is what it is. It's just unfortunate.
Well, I'm gonna look for some more little videos and memes and fight because that shit was hilarious.
Yes, that Matrix one I definitely sent to numerous people.
What? Oh my gosh. All right, Valentine's Day. Okay, before we even talk about this, people, can y'all learn how to pronounce Valentine's Day, please? It's not times. Okay, it's not Valentine's Day. Okay, it's an apostrophe after the E. I'm tired of y'all pronouncing it Valentine's Day, and then y'all write Valentine's Day, and you're still saying the shit wrong. I want y'all to learn how to pronounce these words.
Cause they ain't
y'all,
gonna get it right.
Y'all getting me tight. Okay, again, right. Everybody, Valentine's Day.
You see that time.
Not Valentine's Day. Have it? We got it? Okay, moving forward. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, like many men, most men would say like Valentine's Day is really meant for like the female. It's not really meant for the man.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, if you got a shorty, you gotta. Regardless if I, and that's another thing. I hate the people that want to throw out the post like, oh, every day is Valentine's Day. Like, I don't need 1 day to celebrate my shorty.
Those be the dudes who be tight when people be like, oh, my mother was my father, and they say happy Father's Day to their mother.
Those would be the ones too.
Got you. I just want to clear that up.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, it's just 1 day, even if it's a made up holiday. Fuck it. You'll just take her out, show her you appreciate her, do something special, whatever it is that, you know, she may be into, take her to a Broadway show, whatever the fuck it is you want to do, by all means. So yeah, I definitely celebrate Valentine's Day.
I think the problem is that people run out of ideas. That's why they say every day is Valentine's Day. They just run out of ideas.
I think people just like to be negative.
They don't do the regular generic shit. Like, I'm about to buy candy, flowers, and teddy bear.
Give you the same dick I gave you last year.
Like, how about we just don't this shit and just be different?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
I guess it's up to the parties involved, because there's some females that don't even really care about it. It's like, yo, it's just another. Then there's a lot of people, especially in New York, it's like everywhere's gonna be flooded. I don't want to be having to wait. Everybody dressed in red, like they all blood gang now. Like, I'm good. I'm good with that.
I don't celebrate it.
So you've never asked a dude, like, okay, what are we doing for Valentine's Day?
No,
well,
because
it's different for you, because Valentine's Day is your birthday.
Yeah, so
he already had to have something planned.
Yeah, this is a dub for everything. Everything.
He can't even say he
like,
forgot.
Valentine's Day, who? Oh, not your birthday. It completely changes.
So he can't even say he forgot.
Nah.
Dub on
it. Makes it easy. It's kind of like having your birthday on Christmas. Like, if you forget,
then that's you really be, ain't shit.
Right. What would I want to do? I don't know. I think because it is my birthday, the whole Valentine's thing kind of like,
it's not irrelevant.
Yeah,
to
it's irrelevant to
no
me. I mean,
void.
I get excited because it reminds me that my birthday is coming up when I see like the hearts and teddy bears. Like, I like teddy bears. I like stuff like that. But I feel like it's, I don't want to go out on Valentine's Day. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
I don't want to be bothered with that. So I usually celebrate my birthday, which is Valentine's Day, the week after, 2 weeks after, or the week before. That way I can actually enjoy it. On actual Valentine's Day, I like to be home and cook and drink wine and have my little lingerie and robe on and just like chill. That's what I like to do.
I don't think I ever took a chick out on the day of Valentine's Day.
It's too
It's just too much.
Too much. If people be being mad extra, like, you don't even like her. You don't even
you
like her.
You was just cheating on her the other day,
the other
bro.
Day. You about to see your side chick the 15th. Like, you only taking her out so she could shut
Wait,
up.
Wait, what was that meme? Did I send
side
you that
chick?
Meme?
Nah.
No, it was like Valentine's Day is the 14th and then the 15th is Plan B Day.
No. No, that's not even nice, guys.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So somebody gonna invest in a Plan B that's $40-$50, but they don't wanna invest that money into like a alleged date.
He was taking you to Dallas BBQs for the special.
They do what they nah, I'm about to look this up right now, cause they got a new drink. BBQs got a new drink.
I think I saw that ad too on the train.
Kinky, no, the 50 Shades. It's named after the 50 Shades.
Oh no, I saw that
movie.
Oh, okay.
That's another thing. All y'all females and men getting hype, all these, what is it, 50 Shades Darker movie? Y'all trash. I feel y'all is trash anyway. Like, y'all not gonna do none of that shit they do in the movie.
Basically.
What's that shit? So, you gonna get a hotel room and do the same, what, 2-3 moves y'all do every other night?
2.5.
Go to sleep.
Wake up,
check out tight, like, cause you missed the whole event.
Dang, they gonna overdrink, so he gonna be snoring
OD.
Halfway through.
Look, see.
Life comes at you fast.
Take
literally.
It easy.
Catch that Charlie horse in that one position. Like, yo, time out.
This is just so ridiculous, man.
Well, I mean, since it's kind of dual for you, since Valentine's Day is your birthday, have you ever had like a best and worst, like, sort of Valentine's Day or slash birthday?
Okay, so I never celebrate my birthday on Valentine's Day. So then that, I can't even comment on that part. But my favorite Valentine's Day is probably when I was in high school and I had like this guy who had a crush on me. So he brought roses to my class.
Oh,
I thought that was cute.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him what's up.
No.
Rekindle some old energy.
Negative. I'm good. No rekindle over here. We're still good friends though. I have an idea what I want a Valentine's Day to be, but it would have to be whoever I'm with at the time would have to make it pretty special considering it's my birthday. And I don't want much. I don't ask much. So it's gonna be kind of hard for him at the same time, cause I never know what the hell I want.
Yes and no. I guess that's another thing. I think
he would
like,
have to know me.
Yeah, like if somebody really takes the effort to know you, there's ways to like really surprise somebody.
Yeah, but I don't like surprises either. It makes me nervous.
Ain't nobody care about that. It's not about your emotions prior to what's happening. And plus, he ain't gotta tell you shit.
Yeah.
That way, you ain't even gonna be nervous.
Right.
So there you go. Whoever he is, I'm gonna coach him.
Okay, you do that. I hope he listens.
I doubt it. Niggas is stubborn.
Right. You're stubborn. So it is that.
Well, niggas ain't shit. I ain't listen to another nigga.
Well, that's another problem right there.
Unless he's rational. Unless he's an OG.
And you think, no, because them niggas is hella irrational a lot of times too.
It depends. there's OGs that's like cleaned up their life.
But they'll still tell you some fuck shit too, and then be like, but.
Well, those are the OGs to stay away from. There's good and bad OGs.
But my favorite birthday, what did I do last year? I didn't do anything last year. This is the problem. I tell people I don't want to do anything for my birthday, and niggas still show up to my crib like, hey, happy birthday. And I'm like, I told you not to show up. Like, why do they all know
where you live?
Because it's like, they know I purposely don't celebrate it because it's on Valentine's Day, so they want me to feel special, and they do the shit anyway. And I'm like, no, but I legit meant I don't want to do anything.
So you just be in the crib with a robe and fuzzy socks and you
chilling,
just be
drinking wine, lit, watching Netflix.
Messy hair bun, no makeup, probably got a mask on.
Nah, I do my makeup. I gotta be beat, I gotta take pictures.
On Valentine's Day if you're not doing anything?
Yep.
All right, next
you
question.
Gotta send pictures. You gotta send pictures.
Send pictures to who?
Don't worry about who I'm sending it to.
Wait. So you're not celebrating Valentine's Day, but you're taking pictures and getting makeup done.
Why can't I be sexy on my birthday and take pictures? It's my birthday.
No. I forgot the birthday aspect. My bad. I thought it was just like Valentine's Day. You ain't doing shit.
Last Valentine's Day, I tried to stay in my house. It was really, really cold. And I just got back from Miami, because I went to Miami for my birthday last year. And it was freezing, and my friend, she showed up. Her, my mother, and my sister took me out to eat. And I looked a hot-ass mess. Then we go to the restaurant, because I had no makeup on. They didn't tell me who was going. So I show up to the restaurant, and it was like five other people there whose birthday it was on actually Valentine's Day. And it was like, oh my gosh, your birthday too, let's take a picture. And I'm like, I hate all of you. I look like ass right now. And I gotta take pictures with random people, and they look so pretty. And I'm just like, and I have my little long Janet Jackson braids. I was so over it.
Oh, poetic justice.
So nothing poetic about that moment either. But I appreciate it. The year before, my friend drove all the way from Far Rockaway, Queens, and picked me up and took me out. I appreciate the ones who just pop up. Even though this year, I really just want to stay home. Let me stay home, yeah. I'm not answering the door.
Word, it's just a Tuesday, too.
Random. So I feel like y'all should be at work. Well, I know my friends, they'll pop up. I took off work early to come see you. One year, my friend did bring a birthday cake and my favorite ice cream.
That's what's up.
My god kids, and they sang happy birthday.
That's what's up, yo.
Yeah.
Hopefully, one of your exes pop up this year.
Yo, speaking of, I almost got set up. I was about to get set up this weekend at my birthday dinner. Shout out to Philly B, because you ain't shit for that. Shout out to you.
He was doing the right thing.
He was trying to be mixy. He's trying to be mixing.
No, you gotta live life on the edge.
I did that already. It broke out. A fight broke out. I'm trying to change my life.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Do you have a worst Valentine's Day?
Mine was like a best and a worst at the same time. I was really young. I was probably like maybe 19, 20 years old. Like me and my girl at the time, like we went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a nice little setup. Hotel room, balcony and whatnot. And like, you know, we did our thing, whatever. And then for whatever reason, my mom called me and like interfered in the whole relationship. And then she was just like, you know what? I can't do this. I was like, wait, what?
She left?
Yeah.
Was your mother on speakerphone? Like, I'm confused.
I think my mother had went through my phone and like had found a number that was constantly calling. Cause you know, I'm like somewhat secretive. Like I've never brought a girl to my own.
Steven is all the way secretive and mysterious, guys. Not halfway, full blown.
So I've never brought a chick to my parents' crib.
Yeah.
So like they've never met any girl I've dated. They've never met anybody.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
There you go. So like I think at the time, cause this is like almost 10 years ago. So yeah, I think at the time, like she went through my phone and was like trying to find like whoever I was speaking to on the regular and why I wasn't home as much. So I think she like called her and just like went off.
She thought you was a drug dealer.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I remember like, I think it was like the day after. So I'm already back home, and then I get like the long ass paragraph text. It's like, yo, your mom called me. She said this, that, and the third. and I don't think we could do this anymore. I'm like, yo, I was just with you less than 24 hours ago. What the fuck happened?
Life comes at you fast.
We just had a good time. And now it's over. But yeah, that was probably like the best and the worst one. Since then, it's been like real inconsistent. Like, I'll usually either been single during Valentine's Day or like just
like a random date.
Yeah, just like a random day. I think another good one was like, shout out to Tiffany and Teresa. Like, we was all single for Valentine's Day, so we all just went out and just bought each other gifts.
That's nice. That's cute.
Yeah,
I like that. I feel like, what did I do one year? Me, my sister, my best friend, we went out.
Mm-hmm.
Close friend, I should say. I don't say best friend. We went out, and I was like, we're going to look like three lesbians at the table.
Orgy.
It was cute. It was cute. So, what are your feelings on love? Oh, my God. What is your feelings on love? What is love to you with the heart emoji?
Heart emoji. I don't think I ever sent no girl a damn heart emoji.
Not the actual heart, no?
Nope.
But you send the face with the heart eyes.
Yeah.
He's probably being a pervert. That's what that means.
Accurate.
Yep.
So, anyway.
So, don't mean. So if you ever got one from Steven, he don't actually love you. He's being pervy. Correct. You should get his face. Record his face so they know.
I don't think it's pervy, though. It's more appreciative of the whole figure and everything involved at the same time. It's not pervy. It's like, yo,
you're lying right now. He's lying right now, obviously. So what is your
thoughts?
You don't
show me no respect, yo.
I sure as hell don't. He ain't gonna change now. What are your thoughts on love? What is love to you?
I usually fall back on...
Two sentences. Don't go into long.
Okay. I usually... It's like, why are you cutting me off? I usually fall back on that J. Cole line where he says, like, love is wanting more for somebody than they want for themselves. Because that's usually how I operate in a relationship is, like, if I'm with you, like, I want the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually... how I go. I don't go with the whole sappy, like, you complete me, like, I can't live without you, you're my breath. Like, that's just way too much. It's not that serious. It's not that serious.
Oh, goodness. What is love to me? Love is being selfless. Love is caring about someone so much that all their flaws and maybe the baggage don't mean as much. Love is this feeling of like zen, of like relaxation. Like, you don't question it. It's just like you love that person. And it's simple. I feel like love should be simple, mm-hmm. but it should be fun, and it should have those moments where you're tested.
Mm-hmm.
I think love is like a whole bunch of balloons in a rainbow.
I just said it's not all that extra shit. You about to be extra right now. It's rainbows and unicorns.
No, I don't know. Love is just...
That's the thing. It's like so many people have
feeling.
So many people have a description for love, but at the same time, you can't describe it.
Yeah.
So
for me, love is peace.
That's a good one.
When you're with someone and you just know that this is the person that you want to be with, and there's no other questions.
Mm-hmm.
No questions, no doubts. Like, this is just it. And you're willing to go through whatever you need to go through just to make sure you're both as good. You both are good.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with everything that you're saying.
So for the rainbows part, like, it's not...
Yeah, you can keep the rainbows part.
I'll keep the rainbows.
Yeah.
That's sprinkles?
Definitely, you can keep the sprinkle. You can definitely keep the sprinkle.
Oh my goodness. Well, how do you feel about love?
I mean, I've reached the point in my life where...
Scrooge. Don't be a Scrooge right now.
I'm going to be a partial Scrooge.
That's my tea.
Like, I'm... For a long... Well, you know me for a long period of time. Like... For a long period of time, love was like a very deep desire for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having that equal was like something that was really big for me. And then like the last few experiences that I've had, I was like, you know what, like people really, I won't even say people really ain't shit, it's just like people people is just like unaware of what it is they may have in front of them.
I think
at certain
people
times
are unaware of what they want, and sometimes we know what we want and we automatically feel and think that they should want the same things because they're dealing with us, and that's not the case. We have to be logical as we may be. When it comes to matters of the heart, everybody's pretty fucking stupid. So
agreed,
we have to always maintain ourself. And even if you do love somebody, care about them, you still have to protect yourself, because you might not be on the same page at the same time. You might want it in 3 days, they might want it in 3 years. Let's just say that's just mm-hmm. what it is. It doesn't mean you don't want the same thing. You just don't want it right now.
Yeah.
So you always have to be conscious of yourself and be conscious of what the other person want and when they want it, because time is everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I think we get caught up in the want of love and a desire to have it and desire to give it, and that just might not be what it is at the moment, and it might not be what it is that with that person. I think we as humans, we get caught up with one person and how they make us feel and the feeling that we're getting being in this moment of bliss, mm-hmm. that we forget that this, we're still meeting their representative, like we're still trying to figure out this person, and those feelings kind of blind us. It makes everything a little bit gray at times.
I would have to agree with that, because I think like for me personally, like the last few situations that I've been in, I feel as though like the people that I was dealing with were like kind of, I like to say like people be having invisible scars. Like they'll have things that they dealt with and things like in their past that, you know, affect who they are in their current state. So sometimes they may come across somebody that may be ideal for them, but they don't see it because they're too busy already caught up with past emotions. So it's like, for me, it's like, people say this all the time, it's like, yo, you can't really force love. Like, when it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
What it's meant to be is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I love everybody.
Whoa.
Not like that, but I do. I love everybody equally for different reasons. I don't get caught up in that moment of one person. I might like this person for this reason and that person for that reason, and I don't quite know what it is about each of them that I like. So you have to take your time and figure it out. Mm-hmm. Because you might really like this person, but you might really love this other person. But remember, like and love is different. Want and need is different too. We get caught up in that want. We forget exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even know what they want and need to start with.
Right. Because I want $1 million, but I need to get over this cold. You see the difference? Want and need?
I'll take $1 million.
So someone on Facebook Live asked us, can you be in love with two people at the same time?
I don't know. I've never experienced that. I've never experienced like being involved with somebody and then actually, even if it's lust, being lusting or liking or loving somebody else. I don't know if that's even possible. I mean, I guess it depends on the individual, because there are certain things that may attract you to this specific mm-hmm. person, and that's all that they do. But then you could be, there's somebody else that's a complete different individual, and you could still love them as well. Like, remember that movie we discussed on one of the previous episodes? I think it's called Savages. When that girl, that girl was in love with both of those drug dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's possible.
I think she loved them for different reasons, but that's the difference between people. One person might get caught up in one person only and block out everything else around them. But when you do that, you might be blocking the blessing. Same thing. Yeah, I guess you want to say with church or whatever. But I think it's possible to mm-hmm. love two people. Not be in love, but definitely love two people. At the end of the day, you have to make a choice. So sometimes I think that we could get caught up in like one picture that we block out all the other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometime we need to be able to focus on everything.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times,
this is why I always emphasize multi-dating.
A lot of people be having like this whole list of like, okay, this is it. This is exactly what I want in an individual. And you may have that person, and then you come across somebody unintentionally that has all the traits that you may not even be into, but for whatever reason, you're into that person because they're completely opposite of what it is that you really have interest in. And I guess that's how certain people may get caught up in that situation.
Yeah, because then it's all the other stuff. Like you said, you get blinded. Like if you have a list of shit that you need to do.
Yeah, you're always looking for that person that has all that.
Yeah, and you get thrown off track. Like if I have a list of things I need to do for the day, and I see something else, I may focus on that thing and completely dismiss the purpose of what I was supposed to do. And then this thing over here fucks up everything. And if you would have just took the time and followed the list, you would have been all right. I think that's what happens with us. So yes, I think you can love two people, but you can't be in love with two people. At the end of the day, you got to make a choice. Yeah. Life is about choices.
Yeah, I'm wearing protection. Oh gosh. So have you ever experienced love? I guess that's like even a two-sided question. Like, do you think anybody's been in love with you, and have you ever been in love with anybody?
Yes, I think someone has been in love with me before.
Talk your talk.
What?
Let them niggas know. They fucked up. Let them know.
I think it's happened. I know two people I can say they was in love with me.
Two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they know of each other?
No, they don't know of each other.
I mean, now.
One, shut up. You're mad annoying. It's not even like that.
You're about to shoot a fail one.
I have loved someone. Shut up. My stomach is growling. I have loved people. And it's one person in particular who I have, like, really, really loved. But I can't say that I've been in love. I can't say I've been in love.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I feel like if it's easy for me to walk away and not have so much of an attachment to you, then maybe I was never in love with you from the beginning.
You just like them a lot.
I like them a lot. I love them. I can say that.
I think that's another thing. People don't know the difference between loving somebody and actually being in love with somebody. Yeah. Because
it's a huge difference. And because
you can appreciate what that person is and who they are to you, but you may not be in love with them to the point where it's like, I need you.
Right.
Like, I need you to be a part of my life.
Right.
On a daily or bi-daily basis.
Yeah. So I've never been in love, but I look for it. I don't think it's at all. I think it's good that I can actually admit that, because everybody want to say they've been in love before, and they've been in love with like five people. It's like at some point you're lying. You know,
no,
you weren't.
You are hope.
You're just very friendly, ma. So yeah, that's not it. I used to feel bad about that, and it's like, no, because that means when it happens, I'll know.
Yeah.
That means I haven't let anyone go that I shouldn't have. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same boat. Like, I think I've...
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. I don't think I've ever been in love with somebody. I think when you're young, you don't know what your emotions really mean, so you may confuse your strong emotions with actual love. But as you get older, I think you realize, like, yo, I didn't really love this person. Like, I really appreciated you, and I did X, Y, and Z for you. But I was never in the point where it was like, I'm in love with you to the point where I'm going to sacrifice every fucking thing for you. Like,
yeah, I've never been. I'd be like, hell to the nah.
Pump the brakes.
Hell to the nah, I'm not.
I got work tomorrow.
You would have thought I was making that sacrifice. You would have thought.
Not at all.
Not today.
No. And I don't think I've ever had anybody be in love with me either. I think people have said it.
Just to say it?
Say it, because they thought
it. Like they love you, or they are in love with you?
That they love me, but I don't think they was in love.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something else. Because you just made this face.
I had to think about it. Just in case, you know. I don't want no random texts.
Like, oh, so what you saying was I was lying?
I will curse your ass out. Matter of fact, first of all, I don't have read receipts on my fucking phone. So your shit's going to say delivered all day.
All day long.
All day. So you just going to be patiently waiting for that no response.
You never know, you got blocked.
I don't even block anybody. I haven't blocked anybody. I don't do the blocking thing.
No, now you don't. I mean, before you used to encourage me to block people. You'll make fun of me because I didn't. So let me find out you never did. You should just tell me to do it.
Yeah.
You ain't shit. See, this is what I'm talking about right here.
And this is why you love me and you're not in love with me. You love some of my... You love some things about me, but that's the most you can get.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes I just want to stab you.
You ain't the last person to say that.
Yeah, no. Probably won't. Yeah. Well, there's that. Our friendship in a nutshell.
There you go.
All right. So, were there any examples of love? Of love and heart emojis?
Nope. And that's the crazy part is like...
No, wait. Let me read the question. There was no examples of love. Like, you had no examples of, like, love. Of, like, intense passion.
Nah, that's not why, in my household.
That makes sense. Why you so dry?
There you go. There you go.
That makes sense now. I get it.
Yeah. Like, it's shocking when I think about it because it's like my parents been together since they was in their 20s. And I've never seen, like, the romantic side of it. Like, there were no... My pops wasn't coming home from work, kissing her on the forehead, kissing her on the cheek. There was no, like... playful banter or like shit like that. There wasn't no going out to dates. Like, nah,
yo. They was just married.
They was just, yeah,
with children. Married with children.
Yeah, married with children. That's exactly how they were. And it's crazy because I'm the total opposite when it comes to my relationships. Like, I'm I'm romantic. I like to cater to my woman. So the fact that I never witnessed that in my house was like, whatever. That's how y'all operate, but that's not gonna be me.
Like, that could be why you have such why in the past you probably not got caught up, but I guess the only way I can think of was caught up in certain relationships and wanting to work so bad because you wanted that, maybe.
Well, I've always been a person that's like, first of all, I've never been the type of dude just because you got a fat ass or you got a slim waist. Like,
I didn't say that. I'm talking about from a love perspective. Now you're just rambling.
Yo, can you let me finish my point?
But there's no... You still didn't get... All right, go ahead.
The nerve of this.
Did you call me a motherfucker?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You done? Go ahead.
Why are you saying wow like the nigga who got caught in a lie? Wow. While he's thinking of his life. Anyways, yeah, so like whenever I pursued a woman, like I never pursued a woman just because it's straight physical attraction. So I need to know more about you and be invested in you. So that way when I do date you, it's like I've never dated somebody just for the moment. I've always dated somebody like, yo, hopefully this would be lasting for however long it's gonna last. So like, whenever shit don't work out, is I guess you could say it has almost a profound effect on me because it's like, yo, like I invested time and energy and thought into this.
But you should never feel like you lost out on anything. Cause you got what you wanted, she got what she wanted. Y'all got somebody to spend time with. You gotta look at it from that perspective. The same.
I mean, I'm never bitter about no.
No, but the same advice you give me, you gotta learn how to take too. I don't think you do. So. But if you actually listen to the stuff you told me, you're probably, you know, it won't have such a profound effect on you. I feel like when you date, I get it, you're not just dating just for fun. But sometimes you should. Just to get to know different personalities and different people. So when you finally do meet that person, you know, red flag, I ain't fucking with it. Because you know what happened last time when you dealt with another person. I think that's what a lot of people miss out on. If like, I don't want to date a whole bunch of people, but it's like... Dating doesn't mean you're having sex with them. Dating just means you're getting to know someone and you're collecting different data and information. So when you do meet that right person, you're like, I got it. Rather than meeting somebody and then feeling like you invested so much time and energy and all this other stuff and then they leave. If you would have took that time to get to know different kinds of people and go different places and have different experiences, it'll make you a whole person. And then you could finally make that decision.
That's sounds all nice.
That's I'm just saying.
I'm just being an asshole.
Yeah, it'll help anyone in the long run. And I know a lot of people who met someone and they stayed with them for so many years and they've been through so much bullshit, but they don't want to leave because they have so many years invested. I don't want to be that person. and I feel like they would have had different experience with different people, they would have known what they deserve, what they wanted, how they should be appreciated, how to appreciate someone else and reciprocate love and be able to accept it, and they wouldn't be caught up in the situations.
This is true.
And that's just how I feel. But then again, I've never been in love, so there's that.
Sounds right. Sounds nice.
Yeah, I mean.
So were there any examples of love in your home?
Plenty. Plenty. I had my grandfather and grandmother who were married. Even when they were divorced, they were still married because he ain't going nowhere. He still show up at dinner on the weekends, take us out, buy her gifts for her birthday. We spent time together. I had my mom. She was married.
Mm-hmm.
My great aunts and uncles, all of them were married, have husbands. My cousins, they got married, didn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
The younger cousins, they had girlfriends. Some of them got married, had kids. You know, so a lot of people in my family, they legit dated. Then they found the right person, they got married, had kids.
That's what's up.
So that's kind of like why I have in my head, I want to do that. So and they always tell me to, you know, live my life first. So I know exactly what it is I want. So when I settle down, I don't feel like I missed out on anything. Or I'm trying to rush and do everything with, you know, one person who probably already had those experiences.
So my family's trash. Noted. Noted. Mad drive.
I don't know. Then I watched a lot of TV too, so that kind of influenced me. Even though it was fantasy, you're still like, oh, this would be nice.
Yeah.
So, shout out to all the great aunts and uncles who literally, till death did them part or will do them part, they stayed together.
That's what's up, y'all. Shout out to the Coleman.
The Coleman, Porter family. Yeah. So, blended.
Do you think, well, I think we both could have had the same answer to this. Do you think people take love for granted?
I don't think people can take love for granted because some people don't even know what it is.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, they don't know what it is. They can't take it for granted. Some people are afraid of it. They're afraid of love because they know it's going to make them vulnerable. Nobody wants to be vulnerable anymore.
Yeah, that's accurate. Cause I remember I was seeing this chick about 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the craziest shit she said to me was like, yo, you're the first dude that's ever, like, tried to talk to me. Like,
a real conversation.
Yeah, like, you wasn't just trying to fuck me off the bat. Like, you was really trying to know who I am as an individual. So it's like, when you have somebody that's genuine,
mm-hmm.
that may scare you. Because it's like, okay, this is different. I may... shit me, I may fuck this up, or I may not be ready for this mentally.
Right. That happens. Yeah. That happens. Next question.
Who's even done?
Oh, I had the answer. Listen, I took some Dayquil. I'm feeling a little tipsy right now, guys. Is love taken for granted? Why do I think it's taken for granted? Okay, for example, this guy, for whatever reason, he likes to tell this story about how everybody thinks he's a fuckboy and he's really not. He's a really good person. But you do certain things that make women think you are who you appear to be. I feel like it's about image, you know? He wants to be out there with a whole bunch of different girls. He wants to be on the scene. But then he wants to cry and talk about how he can't find love and nobody really wants to take his time and love him. And I'm like, you remind me of the girl who's always twerking on social media and then talk about I'm tired of being by myself. Like
that half naked picture with the deep caption.
Right. For no reason. Like it's a straight ass shot, man. Like, what are you talking about?
What they say, just post your pic and go.
And go home. That's it. Post the pic and that's it. Leave it. I feel like people need to know what love is first. And it could be because they don't have any examples of it. It could be because they're afraid of it. They've only experienced it to a certain extent.
I think it's a combination of they've never had examples growing up.
Because
unfortunately, a lot of us come from like single parent homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like we're the first generation making that transition with social media being part of like our everyday lives. And a lot of people get caught up in what we see on social media. And a lot of that shit makes absolutely no fucking sense.
And people
ride with it till like it's shit in the fucking Bible. I remember a few years ago, Rico Love, like his shorty had posted that picture of like, I guess he had bought her like a studio and all her camera equipment or whatever so she could start her business or whatever. So then
that's what all them chicks was on and talking about, you need a nigga that's gonna buy you a
Yeah, so you need like, you need a nigga that's gonna, you know, invest in your dreams.
But and half of them can't even say Valentine's Day correctly. Y'all get me fucking tight. Yeah, all these wants and needs. Y'all can't do the bed. Can y'all cook? No. Half y'all can't even cook. Put them nasty pictures up on social media. I'm sorry. Y'all just got me half tight.
You all right? Like, I think I'm good. Somebody struck a nerve?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
But yeah, so like, you'll see all these random, non-everyday examples of like what love is supposed to be. And people would attach that to like, okay, this is that image of like, this is what I need to have. But like, yo, that's not what it's really about.
It's not. Your man ain't even got no money. Like, stop trying to make him do above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's only a shift supervisor.
And appreciate him for being a shift supervisor. Appreciate him for that. He's still a boss. Appreciate him.
He's managing the fries.
So what? Somebody gotta manage the fucking fries. And be happy he got a job and he love you enough to take care of you. Stop asking for all this shit that you can't even do for your man.
Yeah, I think that's probably like the biggest thing with like social media is like, it transitioned to like, love is about all this shit that's really like, doesn't have any value and it's priceless.
Yeah.
And now everybody wants to put like a dollar amount to like how somebody's supposed to express their appreciation for you.
And that's why everybody's scammers now. That's why.
But them niggas don't love you, then he loves your pussy and that's it.
Yeah, but that's what happened. Oh, I gotta get this quick money so I can get me a shorty, and then they get you and they smash. Now then you never gonna get your studio with the cameras. You're never gonna get your own business so you can spell Valentine's Day wrong. Never.
Selling flat tummy tees on the gram.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire. How do you think people generally feel
or think about love? Honestly, I'm scared for people. I think it's reached a point. I think there's such a disconnect right now. Because, you know, your birthday is on Tuesday. My birthday is 2 days after that. We about to be 30. Yo, we was just 20 like 10 years ago. Time go by fast.
Hella fast.
It's about to be another 10 years and everybody about to be 40. And the way people's acting and moving around here, the disconnect is only going to get larger. So I feel as though like, for a large consensus of women, like, they have this invisible wall around them. And the more shit that they see on social media of like all these fucked up situations,
that wall gets stronger.
So it's like, even if you are a genuine dude, she may not even give you the time of day because she's like, you know what? I don't even want to get set up. Yeah, I ain't trying to get set up. So I don't know honestly how people, well, niggas don't think about love. A majority of dudes don't care about love. They just trying to smash and dash until
they get caught up, or they find the one who just makes them be like, I'm good.
Yeah, until they get caught up. And half the time when they get caught up, they don't mean shit. They just tolerate it because they got a kid together. It's not even no genuine love. It's like, yo, we just here because we have a kid and you fucking get on my nerves. And I don't want you to take me to court for child support, so I'm gonna just work this out.
Oh my god.
It really be like that. I had a supervisor that was like that. He smashed some chick. He told the chick off the bat, like, yo, I don't want nothing serious. Smash, for whatever reason, he got drunk.
He didn't use protection.
They got a kid.
They ain't had
Plan B. He tolerates her because he don't want to get taken to court for child support. All the time, when I used to work there, all the time, or anytime she'll call the job all of the day to talk about nothing, and then you get dumb tight, you know? Dumb tight.
But he has rights as well. He could take her to child support. He could put his own self on child support and beat it before she even get there.
Yeah,
and that usually works in the men's favor. That's the problem. Like, men don't educate themselves on certain things. And I be trying to tell dudes, like, if you go to court first and you file a paper and put your own stuff on child support, the judge will rule in your favor. Like, okay, he's really trying to meet it for his child, et cetera, et cetera. And they're gonna break it out. Now when the mother come there acting stupid, he's gonna be like, nah. But if men was more smart and they stop thinking about somebody trying to take their money, the money they barely even fucking got, like, it'll work out a whole lot better. That's the problem. People don't think. how do I feel people think or feel about love? I think people think about it more than they want to admit. I think everybody wants their own quote unquote fairy tale. They just want somebody to just love for the rest of their lives. They just don't talk about it because it's disheartening, the things that you see. So it makes you feel like, fuck it. You know what? I'm just going to do what everybody else is doing. If I meet somebody along the way, cool. If not, then I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. People are selfish. They're afraid. They're cold. And they are...
people don't want to end up on a timeline.
People are disinterested in bullshit.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to get close to the bullshit. As soon as one thing pop up they don't like, everybody's a dub to them. And that's not cool. That's not how relationships work.
Yeah.
You gotta take your time.
People have a lot of trust issues now.
Yeah.
Half the time shit don't even be happening to them. They always trying to prevent something that may not even happen. So I said this like a few years ago. I was like, yo, at the rate everybody's going,
yeah,
it's about to be a whole lot of single mothers out here.
But
in their 40s.
A whole lot of old
niggas out here in their 40s.
In the last 3 years, I can say I've known a lot more people my age to get married.
That's good.
Past 5 years, I want to say. So I kind of feel like it's a shift going on amongst some people. It depends who your crowd is and what you attract. Now, when you one of them people who always just want to be in the light and you got to have the newest shit and you want to be pretty, you want to be a bad bitch, you want to be that nigga, you going to attract.
Why you said it like
that? Because I'm that nigga up here. I'm that nigga.
These niggas can't fuck with me out here, yo.
Y'all going to attract the same people. Y'all going to stay in that same circle and nobody in your circle want the same shit.
Yeah, I have to agree because, I'm in the same boat. Like, I have a lot of good friends that they actually care about having a genuine, solid relationship and having something lifelong. And then, but my comment was more about, like, what I see from a general perspective of, like, what everybody's talking about. It's like everybody, and then a lot of, this is some shit I do need to bring up. People need to stop listening to people that's, like, always bashing, mad bitter. Because a lot of times, then people be fucking fraudulent. Like, there was this girl on Twitter. All she would do was just bash niggas all day. Bashing men. Like, niggas ain't shit. You ain't supposed to be out here sucking no dicks. Who the fuck does shit like that?
She wildin'.
Yo. She was going in on niggas all day. And then, 2 weeks later, guess who got engaged?
She did.
So it's like, y'all was retweeting, liking, favoriting everything she was saying, but she got a big ass rock on her finger, and now you alone watching Pornhub again. Like, yo, like, stop looking up to bitter people. It's like, yo. Shit is just stupid. You're gonna get caught out here looking like an idiot.
You're gonna fuck around and get trumped. See what happened to us? Pay attention. Stay woke.
Oh man.
Yo, you an idiot. Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Steve.
I don't know what to say. Like, I'm at a loss for words.
Oh my god,
I'm at a loss for words.
Do you think things will ever get better?
Honestly, I have no fucking idea. That is the question of the century.
I got tears coming out of my eyes. Crazy.
I don't know. Cause like, shout out to the homie DJ Clark Kent. He be coming to my job. I remember we was having a conversation just about music, was telling me like there's no love songs anymore. Like, people don't care about love anymore. Like, even you could say Beyonce is the most celebrated like artist or whatever. The last project, Lemonade, that wasn't really about, you know, that was more about heartbreak and cheating and scandals and whatnot.
The beginning of the album was, but the people listened to the end of it. She talked about her and Jay-Z was making up and he was working their relationship. That's why she got the twins. If y'all bitches will listen to the whole entire album, y'all would have figured it out.
Beyonce's not for my demographic.
Just, well, you talking about for men?
I mean, I listened to the previous one, but I wasn't really...
No, I'm just saying in general, people like to look up to Beyonce for relationship advice and they feel like they've been bamboozled.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I was just saying from a musical perspective. Like,
you have Adele. Yeah. Sam Smith. See, that's the problem. Y'all only want to listen to black artists. Y'all got to expand.
Black Lives Matter. But anyway, what he was telling me was like, yo, people don't even do like love songs anymore. Like, he was like, the last greatest love album or album that was dedicated to love was like Marvin Gaye in the 70s or whatever. And it's like all the R&B artists, like that that caption that keeps going around, if it's not 90s R&B type of love, I don't want it. Because, yo, like, people don't care about love anymore. People, like you said, people have become selfish. They just cold. It's become like trendy to be single and alone and petty and a savage. Like, I don't need no man. I don't need this, that, and the third. It's like,
and as soon as it's snowing real hard, they trying to figure out which one of their homeboys, they bros, gonna dig their car.
Who getting the Uber so I could wear my thought fit to come through?
What's the thought fit?
Wait a minute.
What's the thought fit?
The leggings.
Okay.
The Uggs, maybe.
First, if you're not of all, a Vixen.
If it's not the Uggs, you probably got some J's or some Air Max 90s. Then it's a hoodie. Never a coat. Never a coat, just a hoodie.
I wore a coat today. And I have sweats.
What's underneath the coat?
Sweatpants.
Underneath the coat. When somebody says underneath the coat, they're referring to the top, not the bottom. Why are you ignoring the top?
I do not have on a hoodie.
What do you have on? You keep dodging this question. What do you have on right now?
Oh, I have on a tank top. But that's because my coat costs $400.
It is.
And I'm very warm in my coat.
February 12th.
It don't matter.
In the middle of winter. Ain't it raining outside too?
It was hailing when I left.
Hailing. Oh. Okay.
All right. Disclaimer, my coat was $400 and it is really, really warm. And I can wear a tank top underneath my coat. Unlike certain people who have to wear three jackets. So, leave me alone.
You got it, yo.
You
got it.
Thank
you. Just, you would be confused for somebody that's going on a thought trip.
I would be confused?
Yes.
I don't know where I'm going. I just walked out the door.
Basically.
I literally just don't want anything.
You might be waiting for your Uber right now. As soon as we finish this recording.
Shut up.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. I don't know if things will change. I really feel as though a large portion of us are just gonna continue growing old and just be single and alone, and some of them might turn bitter. Hopefully I'm wrong, cause like nobody deserves to grow up and grow old
alone. Yeah.
So like hopefully I'm wrong, but based on what I see, cause like most of the people that I follow is usually around the same age. So it's like, if y'all have this fucked up mentality now and you're about to be 30, it's like you kind of like just solidifying who you're gonna be for like the long run.
On social media, I follow a lot of married couples, like young married couples.
Mm-hmm.
I like to keep that, you know, aura around me as much as possible. Keep out as much fuck shit as possible and keep the positive. So I don't see as much.
That's good.
Fuckery, as you may see.
It's more on Twitter than anywhere else.
Got you.
Yeah.
I don't tweet or chirp, whatever you guys call it.
I think the chirp is for the next town.
Oh my God. Listen, and there you have it, kids.
Don't do drugs before noon.
Take DayQuil, not NyQuil.
It's crazy, like, how back in the day we had all them DARE programs, and now it's
nobody
like, fuck
paid.
That.
People out
no
here taking
smoking
synthetic
the beer,
weed.
None of that. Everything is cool.
Everything
is lit.
Literally. All right, so before we wrap it up, what happened to love being our deepest desire?
Yeah, like Clark Kent said, like, we just don't really have those examples of love in the things that we consume anymore. Like, it's become, people have become fixated on all the negative and evil shit, or people have become really materialistic, and then it's like, people don't care. And even when it is genuine, sometimes there'll be negative shit that's involved in it. Look at fucking, what's this dude that everybody like to repost? Rob Hill Sr.
Did he get a divorce or somebody broke up with him?
There you go.
I don't follow him, but like I see like other people who like update me on like,
yeah, pop like culture. people would hold these sort of people to a high regard, and then when shit fucking falters, it's like, oh, if he can't figure it out, then I'm fucking doomed. So I don't know, yo. We'll see what happens. I don't know what happened to it. I feel like there was some sort of shift. Somewhere, I don't know when it happened.
Reality TV.
Yeah, reality TV as well. I think it all depends on what kind of content you consume. Like, it's very important.
Flavor of Love. I've been watching that shit all week.
Flavor of Love was popping though.
Yo, those chicks was hit though. They were hella hit. And I was watching I Love New York before I came here. And yeah, it became more of a who can get him first or who could get her first. It became more of a competition. Mm-hmm. Like, what I gotta do to get this man or what I gotta do to get this woman. It became more of competitive rather than something more generic and natural. It was forced. I feel like reality TV made us see that love should be is more forced than it should happen naturally.
Yeah, and then I'm a strong believer, I think you mentioned this already, is like, I don't believe in like relationships or love being difficult.
Yeah.
Like, people like to have that whole like, you know, we went through some horrible shit, but we still made it. Like, no, you didn't have to do that.
You really didn't.
Yeah, like, you didn't have to accept that.
Right,
like,
and that's not a reason to stay with somebody. Because yeah, they made you cry, like, out of 7 of the 9 years you were together.
Yeah, look at Jim Jones and Cam, yo. Where's the love in that relationship now? You got Jim crying all over the place.
Cameron laughing because he's crying.
Like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know when things shifted. I don't know if it'll ever shift back, but hopefully, because I know the way people are going, they're going to be fucking alone for a long time.
I think we just got to make sure we're attracting what we are. That's why I always tell people, make sure you're a whole person and you know what kind of love you can give somebody in order to figure out what kind of love
you want to accept back.
Yeah. You have to know what love is for yourself before you can possibly look for it anywhere else, or you'll always be kind of fucked up or lost in the matrix. It's like looking for like a treasure and you don't have no fucking clues. You don't know what you're looking for or where you're going, but you know you want the treasure. It's like, that's kind of ass backwards.
Yes. Well, it starts with you first. I think a lot of times
it always starts with you first.
Yeah. A lot of times people get caught up in their peers and they get caught up with like
everybody else being in relationships and stuff.
Yeah, and then a lot of times people be dating people that they want their friends to not like, not necessarily who they want.
Yeah, I can see that.
They want approval from their friends to see if this person is good enough for them, as opposed to like, is this person what I should be dating?
I keep a lot of my relationships not a secret, but I don't tell everything. You don't need to know. You don't need to know the bad and the good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They don't
need
to know every aspect, because they're not they're not there to help you for the relationship that's between you and the other party.
Right. So I think it's okay to ask your friends for advice. So what do you think I should do? But divulging everything, sometimes that's not like always a good idea. Especially a lot of times if I know it might not go somewhere, or it might go somewhere and maybe something rocky happened, I ain't gonna share that part, because people remember the bad stuff. They don't really remember the good. And at the end of the day, you gotta lay down with this person and be with this person, so you have to make that final decision.
Yeah.
So yeah,
can't be looking for outside influences to make your decisions. You probably setting yourself up
for more fuck shit to happen to you.
Yep. Got you out here on our timeline. Everybody commenting, retweeting, reposting.
Stop.
Life comes at you fast.
Staying clear of closing doors.
Free tax, yo. Free tax. Oh. He's so severely missed.
And with that, everyone, I want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, a happy Valentine's Day. They're more than welcome to wish us happy birthday this week. You're the 14th. I'm the 16th.
Yes, I'm the oldest. He's the tallest.
That was mad random. Very random. So, with that being said, make sure to like, subscribe, repost, tell your friends. Especially if you're an Apple user, definitely subscribe, rate, and review the show. That really benefits us. Well, it benefits the show. Gets it to more viewers. If you're on SoundCloud, make sure you leave comments, repost, like. Naima's gonna make an effort to respond to everybody when she get a chance.
Yeah,
so we're gonna also make an effort to try to be more engaging on social media, you know. So send us your questions, your thoughts, any issues. Don't send us your issues, because we probably curse your ass out if you're talking crazy.
Steven will curse you out. I'll probably be a little bit more like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm that person. And Steven be like, yo, Naima. And then I'll end up answering the question that you probably asked him.
Yeah, because you come with some fuckery, I'm gonna look you on black.
He already tight.
I'm gonna look at you like you crazy. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Then he gonna put you on his timeline.
Probably not. I don't do the drama shit like that. But I'll
we gotta go. My stomach is growling. My stomach is growling. I didn't get a chance to eat. Like,
see, got you. You fucked up out here already.
Already trying to help y'all out. I'm not eating. This is crazy.
And but they don't even listen to the show. They just liking comments and shit.
Right. Like, I'm not gonna go
We'll save that for another episode, because I was about to go in. I'm gonna be nice. Somebody told me to be nice. So you know what? I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna let it
ride. The person who told you to be nice, their partner isn't that nice.
Really?
No, they nice, but they be saying, kind of like you. They be going off. Real blunt to the point.
I guess I'm going to be saying some shit on Facebook this week.
No. Over and out. I am Naima Simone.
You already know who I am.
And this has been Sophisticated Ignorance. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day again. Times Day, not Times Day. And be blessed. We love you. Until next time.
Wrap it up this week.
Whoa, please.